This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is brought to us in part by our friends at Pinecone. They believe that all anyone really wants is to be understood, and that includes your users. AI models combined with the Pinecone vector database let your applications understand and act on what your users want without making them spell it out. Make your search application find results by meaning instead of just keywords. Your personalization system make picks based on relevance instead of just tags, and your security applications match threats by resemblance instead of just regular expressions. Pinecone provides the cloud infrastructure that makes this easy, fast, and scalable. Thanks to my friends at Pinecone for sponsoring this episode. Visit pinecone.io to understand more.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. I like how, despite the drumbeat of announcements for reInvent coming up in a couple of weeks, the security news has been pretty quiet so far. This is good. There shouldn't be huge earth-changing things happening here every week or two. This job's hard enough as it is without having to track a bunch of breach-causing issues down in a panic twice a month. So let's get into it. I found a super neat exploration of the Lambda execution environment, specifically from a security perspective. It's level-headed, and it's not trying to drum up attention and fear in order to sell us something. That's frankly something I wish a lot more blogs would emulate. Well done. A couple of things from AWS. Detect and block advanced bot traffic. Every time I see a release like this that purports to block advanced bot traffic, I get excited. I hurriedly log into my AWS account and click through to get to the AWS credits page. And then I have my hopes and dreams dashed because it still wants me to fill out a CAPTCHA to redeem a credit code. There's something a bit off about the idea that I can spin up a $200,000 an hour production cluster without confirming that I'm a human being at all, but need to jump through hoops to get $25 of AWS credit from them for filling out a survey.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Uptix. Attackers don't think in silos, so why would you have siloed solutions protecting cloud, containers, and laptops distinctly? Meet Uptix, the first unified solution that prioritizes risk across your modern attack surface, all from a single platform, UI, and data model. Stop by booth 3352 at AWS reInvent in Las Vegas to see for yourself. And visit uptix.com. That's uptix.com. My thanks to them for sponsoring my ridiculous nonsense.
And how to evaluate and use ECDSA, or I'll pronounce it as XDA, certificates in AWS Certificate Manager. AWS released support for XDA certificates, and one of the more interesting implications here is the reality that they take less compute power per key exchange. As a result, it is both ridiculous and also completely correct that at AWS's scale, this enhancement has the potential for significant carbon reduction. It's also reportedly more secure, but I'm absolutely not the person to ask about that kettle of bees. And over in the security tools world, it's been a while since I talked about Canary tokens. Thinkst Canary, who is a periodic sponsor, but not today, runs this site for free. The premise is that you use it to generate IAM credentials, along with other credential types if you want, and the only thing that those credentials do is scream bloody murder when someone accesses them. It's how you know your desktop has been compromised, or that your private GitHub repo is suddenly and painfully no longer private. The post I linked to today talks about how they build a reasonable detection framework around unknown API calls, and is well worth the read. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. Much more to come. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production. stay humble.